Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
81 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan. It is 88 in Abilene. The time is 3:06.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then Israel has re-entered North Gaza to battle Hamas militants, now back in that region. One former Israeli commander sees this as a bad sign.
It's just kind of a maintenance situation. There is no real strategic plan to what to do with Gaza.
And Israeli military and political leaders are not in agreement on what those next steps should be. We will also visit the third annual Adaptive Golf Open. Our own Greg Eklund tells us all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Clear skies tonight. It's going to be humid, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs in the upper 80s. Humid again tomorrow night, lows in the mid-60s. Becoming very hot starting on Thursday, highs in the lower 90s. Highs in the mid-90s for Friday and Saturday. Highs in the upper 90s for Sunday. Highs around 100 on Monday. So be prepared. Make your preparations now. I do expect we will see heat advisories over the weekend.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Emporia. The time is 3:20.
Bipolar disorder. I'm living with a mind that, I don't want to call it unstable, but it has specific hurdles and challenges.
The lessons he learned from his mistakes on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your hosts are Steve Inskeep, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies tonight. Humid, though. Lows tonight in the mid-60s. It is 81 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:30.
Street stocks finish mix. You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has awarded 17 grants worth a total of $1.3 million to organizations across the state to reduce chronic disease. The money will go to programs that address tobacco use, increase access to healthy foods, and promote physical activity. Mindy Barnett is Section Director for Community Health Promotion at KDHE.
Promoting the increase of physical activity within their community obviously helps with obesity and heart disease and those kinds of things. So it's kind of the preempt of turning into a pretty significant chronic disease.
Other grantees will use the money to help low-income seniors buy fresh produce and help prevent youth tobacco addiction. Barnett says cigarette use among adults has decreased in recent years, but vaping among youth has increased. Recent severe rainstorms in eastern Kansas have raised water levels in local rivers and streams and caused flash flooding over the 4th of July weekend. Alicia Ellingsworth is the co-founder and executive director of the KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas. She says it's not just the water that poses a challenge for farmers and backyard gardeners.
So the unpredictability is extreme. I would also say that the wind that comes along with these storms is causing a lot of damage.
Ellingsworth works with local growers and says that many rely on farming high tunnels that can be undone by strong winds in the summertime. Major farm equipment company John Deere is planning mass layoffs across two Midwestern states, Iowa and Illinois. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi has the details.
More than 800 John Deere employees will be out of the job by September, according to recent layoff filings. The workers are at two factories in Iowa and a plant in East Moline, Illinois, near where the farming equipment manufacturer is based. John Deere has already laid off about 800 other employees in Iowa this year. This follows recent sales declines for the company as farmers who are navigating income crunches are buying fewer tractors and other equipment. John Deere employs more than 80,000 people worldwide. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from
listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. When Kansas voters elect members of Congress this fall, it'll be the first time the second district seat has been open since congressional districts were redrawn in 2022. The second district covers much of eastern Kansas, and the open seat has been attracting a lot of attention. Kansas State House reporter Daniel Caudill and political reporter Zane Irwin looked into the race for the second district.
So, Daniel, as we know, Kansas
House, and hope that they can also retain their hold on the Senate and the presidency.
We've been listening to KPR State House Bureau Chief Daniel Caudill and political reporter Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service. The primary election in Kansas is August 6th. Registration deadline is July 16th. Early voting begins the next day. The Kansas News Service reports on education, state government, health, and other public policy issues.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
This is Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas. We're at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also access us via the KPR app. In our next half hour, we will talk about the NATO summit in Washington, which began today. We'll also learn about changes to the general election in Maricopa County, Arizona. Why is it important? Stick around. We will tell you.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and the Summer Book Sale, July 12th through July 14th at the Library Garage with books, CDs, DVDs, and more. Information is at lplks.org.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, but it will be very humid. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs in the upper 80s, into the lower 90s for Thursday, mid-90s for Friday and Saturday, upper 90s for Sunday. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4 o'clock.
Corporation funded by the American people. and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
86 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan, 82 in Olathe. The time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we'll have a conversation with former counselor to President Bill Clinton, Paul Begala. He's going to talk with Mary Louise Kelly about the challenge the White House has in controlling the scrutiny surrounding President Biden, his age, his ability. What is going on with the communication strategy? Paul Begala is an insider, and he'll tell us what he would have done. We will also get a wrap-up of the best Latin music entries in this year's Tiny Desk Contest. All coming up in the next 30 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have evening classical music with Destiny, tonight focusing on some favorite classical hits. We hear one of the Brandenburg Concertos. We will hear Handel's Water Music. We're also going to hear three symphonies, one about Italy, one about Scotland, one about chickens. Join us 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. Clear skies tonight, but humid, with a low in the mid-60s, sunny and hot tomorrow. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence.
This is NPR News.
Photographer Corey Richards has climbed some of the tallest mountains in the world to get the perfect picture. In his new memoir, he discusses the high of climbing and the lows of life with bipolar disorder.
I'm living with a mind that, I don't want to call it unstable, but it has specific hurdles and challenges.
The lessons he learned from his mistakes, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Steve Inskeep, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer get you up to date on the latest news.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 86 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Topeka, 86 in Manhattan, and the time is 4:30.
RT's press office replied, quote, "Farming is a beloved pastime for millions of Russians." The DOJ says nearly 1,000 fake profiles on X, formerly known as Twitter, were part of the Russian campaign. X has suspended them. That included a user claiming to live in Minneapolis who posted a video of Russian President Vladimir Putin justifying Russian actions in Ukraine. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. After almost 3 years, the investigation into irregularities in the 2020 election in Johnson County is now over. As Sam Zeff tells us, the probe by Sheriff Calvin Hayden produced zero convictions.
Hayden made his decision public in a news release posted to social media. Political opponents said Hayden was caught up in an election conspiracy theory. But in his statement, Hayden said he was investigating complaints from residents about the security of voting machines, drop boxes, and how ballots were transported to the election office. The investigation produced one case that the district attorney declined to prosecute. Hayden's decision comes just a month before the Republican primary, where he faces a tough race against Doug Bedford, a former Johnson County undersheriff. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has awarded 17 grants worth a total of $1.3 million to organizations across the state to reduce chronic disease. The money will go to programs that address tobacco use, increase access to healthy foods, and promote physical activity. Mindy Barnett is Section Director for Community Health Promotion at KDHE.
Promoting the increase of physical activity within their community obviously helps with obesity and heart disease and those kinds of things. So it's kind of the preempt of turning into a pretty significant chronic disease.
Other grantees will use the money to help low-income seniors buy fresh produce and help prevent youth tobacco addiction. Barnett says cigarette use among adults has decreased in recent years, but vaping among youth has increased. The USA men's soccer team will play in the Summer Olympics for the first time since 2008, and Team USA will have a Sporting Kansas City flavor. As KPR's Greg Eklund reports, two players from Sporting KC will be traveling to Paris later this month.
Sporting Kansas City midfielder Jake Davis and goalkeeper John Poolskamp are two of the four alternates who will travel to Paris for the Olympics. They could see action if any of the 18 players on the men's team suffers an injury. Former Kansas City forward Gianluca Busio is also named to the USA team. He plays professionally these days in Italy. The U.S. team will open against France in the Olympics on July 24th, and 3 days later will take on New Zealand. I'm Greg Eklund.
And the game between the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals, originally scheduled for tonight, has been postponed because of heavy rainfall from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. The system was moving through eastern Missouri on its way north from the Gulf of Mexico. The cross-state rivals will play a split doubleheader tomorrow at Busch Stadium. First pitch for the opener, 12:45 p.m. The nightcap begins at 6:45 p.m. tomorrow. It's 4:35.
From NPR.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning. Be as well-rounded as you please. 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering a variety of public events throughout the year for K through 12 youth, KU students, and families, including monthly series and special events. See upcoming events at biodiversity.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right at you. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, starting everything off. Then a conversation with the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. She has a new book out. Her name has surfaced as a possible presidential candidate. We'll speak with her coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Clear skies tonight, but humid, with lows only reaching the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs in the upper 80s, even warmer as we head toward the weekend.
From NPR News, this
Workday. With AI at the core of its system, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to prepare organizations for what's next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR.
An adventure photographer reckons with his mistakes and his mental health struggles on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming up. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence. It is 86 in Topeka. The time is 5 o'clock.
More at LodestarFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence with heirloom quality furniture by Aquinas, Copeland, Cisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan, 90 in Abilene. The time is 5:06.
You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will get the latest from North Gaza, where Israel has re-entered that area to battle Hamas militants. And then, just 2 years after Kansas lawmakers reshaped the state's 4 congressional districts, there's an open seat in the 2nd district. Now there's a scramble on both sides of the aisle to secure that seat as the two parties compete for control of the U.S. House. That story coming up in just about 20 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Just a reminder, KPR at 91.5 FM in Lawrence is off the air for much of the day today and all day tomorrow. It's because we need to work on our tower. We've needed repairs for a while. Thanks to all the donors who helped us make that possible, that repair. All the other KPR stations, the ones in Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, will be on the air. Don't forget, you can always listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or via the KPR app. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia, 86 in Chanute, 86 in Topeka. The time is 5:20.
The world to get the perfect picture. In his new memoir, he discusses the high of climbing and the lows of life with bipolar disorder.
I'm living with a mind that, I don't want to call it unstable, but it has specific hurdles and challenges.
The lessons he learned from his mistakes on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Stephen Skeep, Sasha Pfeiffer, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:30.
Oatley says people need to be careful these next few days.
Heat-related deaths are the number one weather killer in the United States. And we like to emphasize to everyone, make sure you're taking the heat seriously.
Drink lots of water and try to stay out of the heat if you can, says Oatley. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Patterson.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. The Dow lost 52 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. After almost 3 years, the investigation into irregularities in the 2020 election in Johnson County is over. As Sam Zeff tells us, the probe by Sheriff Calvin Hayden produced zero convictions.
Hayden made his decision public in a news release posted to social media. Political opponents said Hayden was caught up in an election conspiracy theory. But in his statement, Hayden said he was investigating complaints from residents about the security of voting machines, drop boxes, and how ballots were transported to the election office. The investigation produced one case that the district attorney declined to prosecute. Hayden's decision comes just a month before the Republican primary, where he faces a tough race against Doug Bedford, a former Johnson County undersheriff. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has awarded 17 grants worth a total of $1.3 million to organizations all across the state to help reduce chronic disease. The money will go to programs that address tobacco use, increase access to healthy foods, and promote physical activity. Mindy Barnett is Section Director for Community Health Promotion at the KDHE.
Promoting the increase of physical activity within their community obviously helps with obesity and heart disease and those kinds of things. So it's kind of the preempt of turning into a pretty significant chronic disease.
Other grantees will use the money to help low-income seniors buy fresh produce and help prevent youth tobacco addiction. Barnett says cigarette use among adults has decreased in recent years, but vaping amongst youth has increased. Recent severe rainstorms in eastern Kansas have raised water levels in local rivers and streams and caused flash flooding over the 4th of July weekend. Alicia Ellingsworth is the co-founder and executive director of the KC Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas. She says it's not just the water that has posed a challenge for farmers and backyard gardeners.
So the unpredictability is extreme. I would also say that the wind that comes along with these storms is causing a lot of damage.
Ellingsworth works with local growers and says that many rely on high tunnels for farming. Those can be unhooked by strong winds in the summertime. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight but humid, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow sunny and hot with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, still humid, lows in the mid-60s. Even warmer Thursday with a high in the lower 90s, highs in the mid-90s for Friday and Saturday. Highs in the upper 90s for Sunday. We are expecting highs topping out around 100 on Monday. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 86 in Topeka. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. When Kansas voters elect members of Congress this fall, it will be the first time the second district seat has been open since congressional districts were redrawn in 2022. The second district covers much of eastern Kansas, and the open seat has been attracting a lot of attention. Kansas State House reporter Daniel Caudle and political reporter Zane Irwin looked into the ongoing second district race.
So, Daniel, as we know, Kansas.
We've been listening to KPR State House Bureau Chief Daniel Caudle and political reporter Zane Irwin with the Kansas News Service. The primary election in Kansas is August 6th. The registration deadline is July 16th. Early voting begins the very next day. The Kansas News Service reports on education, state government, health, and other public policy issues.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
Stay tuned. Another hour of All Things Considered coming up. We will start off the 6 o'clock hour with an update of news headlines. Then a report on this week's NATO summit in Washington, which kicked off today. The very newest members are here, Sweden and Finland. We'll also learn about changes to election procedures in Maricopa County, Arizona. That's the primary county for Phoenix, so we will talk about that coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, it's 86 in Chanute, and it's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia. It's 6 o'clock.